the danger zone. Top 10 dangers of the shadow side. That is what we're talking about with this mini course as it relates to matchmaking and dealing with our shadow sides, or as more commonly known as the dark sides of the human experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Mark, and we're here to talk about those dark sides you saw right here on the screen. Last video, we looked at the first five of the top 10, from 10 to 6, those danger zones to watch out for as we look at dating, courting, getting engaged, and of course, as we go into a marriage, there are many, many things to be aware of. Especially when it comes to expectations. Dr. Les and Leslie Parrott, as they wrote their Saving Your Marriage Before It Starts book series, they have a few variations of that title, and they talk about how that first Christmas morning, Les is still sleeping in, she is up with Mother at 7 a.m., and Leslie, she is chopping up those vegetables, getting ready for the brunch. And by 9 a.m., she's looking at her mother and saying, "Mother, where is Les? I cannot understand." And Mother's saying, "I know, dear. It's your husband." So she gets more agitated. It gets to be about 10 after 9, and she can't handle it anymore. She can't stand it anymore. And she walks, stomps right up to the bedroom, bursts in, takes a pillow, whacks Les over the head, and says, "Why are you still sleeping? We have church to go to. We have then brunch. We then have gifts." And he, in his stupor, not really awake yet, says, "What are you talking about? We always did Christmas and those things Christmas Eve." And she said, "Well, we always do it Christmas Day." So apparently, his family would do the big dinner, the gifts, and so on with the immediate family on Christmas Eve. Whereas her family did all of that, and then, of course, 5 o'clock would be another dinner and so on, Christmas Day. Two different backgrounds, two different expressions. And they had to come to terms with what to expect. Not only that very day, but also the following years. Now they've been married many years, of course, and have worked that out. But how about you? And also, as you consider helping others work through these things, define the terms, define the expectations. The more that we do, the more that we can understand what to expect and avoid and minimize frustration, anger, being offended. It begins with you. How am I the problem is the question. So let's get back to the danger zones here as we consider the dark sides of the human experience and the dark sides to watch out for in another person as we date that person, as we get engaged to that person, as we marry that person, and we have to decide what it is we want to deal with or not to deal with. Well, the last five are forced resignations. "Well, I got that job." "Okay, hope it goes great." 2 weeks go by, gone. "Yep, I got 10 other jobs I'm looking at." Gets hired again, and we have these forced resignations because things aren't working out. How will it work out with you and she or he? Because maybe it would be a forced resignation between the two of you. Something to consider. But what we're pointing out here are patterns. Patterns that crash into life itself, just as we see in this visual. Burnout and physical illness is number four. These burnout conditions, physical illness, are you willing to be there all the time because they're chronically ill, they're chronically sick, chronically burned out because they can't say no? Whatever it may be, what is it? Number three is sexual immorality. That is, you could say, well, that's number one, true, but as you have to make a choice. So in the top three here, we have sexual, and they really could change rankings. But sexual morality, of course, is where you have to say, are you going to be faithful or not? Am I the one or is someone else? Or are you always going to be casual in the sexual department? And are you going to be seeking out other partners as you are attempting to be committed to me? That's wrong to begin with. Of course, the Bible says to be committed, to be faithful, to flee sexual morality, 1 Corinthians 6. And so this is to understand that perhaps there has been a history of sexual morality. And of course, that leads to questions about trust, commitment, and also faithfulness. Number two, divorce, family breakups. If mom and dad have been divorced, if there are step-parents involved, if there are extended families that are mixed families, and so forth, are you willing to work through those issues? The divisiveness there, and also the sometimes mistrust, the negativity, the emotions. Maybe, maybe not. Number one, severe mental health issues. And this, folks, yes, sexual morality, big deal. Very big deal. When it comes to divorce and breakups, another big deal. They go hand in hand. But when it comes to mental health, this is every day, every moment, when it comes to the mind, the brain, and also as we consider medications, also behaviors, patterns. And if the person is not compliant with their medications and they are constantly going in and out of the hospital, up and down, argumentative because something's going on in their head all the time, you might want to reconsider. However, if you say, no, I love this, I am with this person, I'll do whatever it takes to help this person through the issues of depression, through the issues of schizophrenia, through the issues of the negative lies that they've been listening to for all these years and help them to come out of it, God bless you as you do. All that we're saying here, the top 10 danger zones, is to be aware, to also be wary, and also to seek help, get intervention, work through things. We are all going to deal with some issues that provide danger, that give things that we don't expect, and we'll get the pillow hit on us constantly. But some things are worse than others. When it comes to some mild codependency or things that a person has dealt with from the past and they have conquered it, those are better signs. Well, we go from here, from the danger zones, now understanding where our dark sides come from and how to bring context to these danger zones and the matchmaking process as you consider the mate for you.